Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 115.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help as many interested people around the world learn and improve at jazz piano by providing structured and organized jazz piano education. My name is Brendan Lowe. I'm your host as always, and thank you for joining me on episode number 115. This is going to be how to develop a solid foundation without any holes. How to develop a solid foundation mostly as a beginner, right? Beginner into intermediate without any holes. So what I'd like to do on this episode is really bring you through easy steps. I'm going to give you like simple, easy steps that is going to be the foundation that you use to get to an advanced level, right? Everyone needs certain things. Everybody needs these certain types of progressions to move through. I happen to call them theory sequences, broken down into smaller steps in jazz piano school. And basically, everyone needs to go through these. And if you don't, you're just not going to get to the level you want to get to. I mean, it's just that cut and dry. I have jazz piano really broken down into a science. Some people will argue that with me, which is totally cool. But obviously, to a certain level, you need certain things. And that's where the science, structure, and organization comes into play when learning jazz piano. Now, we don't have the tagline, learning freedom for nothing, right? My whole goal is to teach you freedom. But in order to do that, you need to go through these necessary steps to get to that level. Now, once you're at a level where you're able to more freely self-express through the music, that's where your exploration starts, right? That's where you're moving around using all the tools you've learned, all the theory sequences you've learned, right, to self-express yourself freely. And that's where the science kind of starts to move out the window, because you can experiment, you can do a lot of different things. But until you get to that point, and I would say most people listening to the podcast, most people in general with jazz piano are still kind of handcuffed by the music. They're handcuffed by the notes, they're handcuffed by things they know, or mostly things they do not know, right? And that's why I'm here to help you bring you through those processes and fill in those holes, and that's exactly what I'm gonna show you here today. Now, just one quick thing, I'm gonna be featured, Jazz Piano School is gonna be featured on the Musicality podcast. I'm not really sure when they're gonna publish it, but I'm doing the interview next week, so that will be cool. Definitely check that out. I'll let you guys all post links for all the followers listening, so you can listen to that. I'm sure it'll be a really fun thing. A lot of cool musical websites out there interested in Jazz Piano School. We produce a lot of content, so if you're new, go to jazzpianoschool.com to check it out. All of our podcasts are there. All of our blog posts, we're going to be having a new blog post every week. So if you guys are on our email list, definitely check that out. We're going to have a newsletter go out with a new blog post, new podcast, and a new lick of the week. So we used to do a lick of the day every day. I used to do that by myself when I first started Jazz Piano School. And obviously, things got in the way because the business grew, right? And I couldn't do it all on my own. So what we're going to do now is do a lick of the week. We're going to release that one new lick of the week with our new podcast and our new blog. And that's going to be, I think we're going to post those. We'll post those to Facebook as well, all in one big post. That way you guys can check them out, or definitely get on our email list. And we have some cool features that we send out to people that we won't be posting to Facebook as well. So I highly recommend you do that. You can go to jazzpianoschool.com to do that. And I believe that's it. So with that being said, let's dive right into this episode. So everything goes through a process, right? Jazz piano is a process. Now, it's going to be a funny thing. When you first learned, everybody wants to get to a point where if I were to play Night and Day, right? You want to get to a point where you can just play. You just play. Like, I wasn't thinking. Like, I know the tune structure. I was just playing. We all want to get to that point. Now, the question is, Brendan, how do I get to that point? How do I play? How do I do that, right? You need to break it down systematically. And this is what I love about Jazz Piano School. My mind is very structured And I like to break things down because I always ask why, how. I never like the general advice, right? Just listen, just do it, just watch me. No. Like, I want to know how, like, why? Why are you doing this? How do you get there? I want to be able to take certain steps to make me get better. You know what I mean? Not just like be swimming in a random ocean, floating around, kind of searching for things. Like, I want someone to be like, do this, and you're going to get success. You know, that's with anything in life. I want to be able to do that. And it's funny because I always tend to go towards those different types of avenues in life. Like, if I wanted to learn how to ski, I want someone to be like, okay, you're going to do this, you know? And so anyway, but to get to this level, right, we have to go through certain things. Now, as a beginner, okay, the very first step that you're going to have to learn is you're going to have to learn voicings in one bit of theory. I'm just taking my watch off here. So we just need to understand music in general. We need to understand what a major scale is. Now, from our major scales, scales and voicings connect to each other, right? So we have scales and we have chords. Now, from a scale, we can get a chord, like a C major triad, okay? From my major scale, I can build a major triad using the first, third, and fifth degree of the scale. I'm sure this is all, you know, everyone's heard this before, right? But this is what we need to know. Now, if you're a beginner and you don't know this stuff and you're trying to play, you got to know this stuff. Like, you just have to know it. All right? So we need to know our scales. And we need to know our voicings. So the first voicing you need to know is your major triad, your triads, major and minor. So you need to know your major triads in all keys. Like, if I were to say play an E flat major triad, play a B major triad. You also need to know your minor triads, okay? Play a C minor triad. Play an A flat minor triad, play an E minor triad. Now, it's amazing, right? It's just, if you need to be honest with yourself, because if you can't do that, this is for true beginners, right? But as you'll quickly see that, I'm going to get into seventh chords in a second. If you can't do that, you have to do it. You just have to do it. You got to put in the work to do it, right? There's no rhyme or reason. You just have to do it. Okay, like, it's not a secret. So many people think they just keep exploring, right? Keep learning voicings. They keep learning like cool ways to do things, stuff in jazz piano, or they're like looking for a secret. But it's just like anything else in life. There's no secret to learning jazz piano. And that's why I've developed like the main curriculum, which is just a process of following these steps. Because if you do exactly what I say, you're going to achieve jazz piano freedom. So learn all your major triads, learn all your minor triads to a T, like to you, where it's like you're riding a bike, right? And if you don't know how to do that, okay? The next thing you got to know is your seventh chords. Jazz is mainly populated with seventh chords. So if I play a C7, right, you're going to see seventh chords throughout all jazz tunes. So you need to be able to play them without even thinking, right? Just like speaking, you need to know the words in a language and not think about, oh, what's the word for computer? What's the word for, you know, keys, right? I'm able to speak the English language fluently because I don't have to think about the words coming out of my mouth. As said by Chris Tucker, right? So I can just play, right? The same thing needs to happen on the piano for voicings. Think about your voicings as nouns, right? In order to speak freely, you need to understand your nouns. You need to know nouns. You need to understand how to say park, how to say car, you know, or as we say back in Boston, ka, right? You need to say, you know, TV, whatever. You just need to be able to say these things off the top of your head. It's the same thing with your voicings in jazz. You need to be able to play a G flat dominant 7. E flat dominant 7, F minor 7, right? B minor 7 half diminished, right? D flat minor 7, A flat major 7. That should be like instantaneous, okay? And if you're thinking that you're going to be able to play jazz music at the level that you want with self-expression and freedom without being able to do that, you're highly mistaken. That's just, it's not going to happen. I'm giving you guys some tough love right now because I just see so many people swimming around. Now, a lot of it maybe is just be the accountability. Like, you just need to find time to practice, right? Or maybe you don't know how to practice that. Well, that's where Jazz Piano School comes into play, because we have practice exercises and workbook exercises to ingrain these things into your head so that they do come out instantaneously. You're not having to think about any of them anymore. I think that's where people stumble, is they don't know how to ingrain it so deeply that it comes out automatically. We help you with that kind of thing. So seventh chords is your next step. You know triads, now you know your seventh chords, your major, dominant, and minor, okay? Now, once you know that, you can play tunes, Right. I can play Night and Day, or I can play, you know, something very easy. Right. I'm playing a jazz tune right now. Or let me see, If I Were a Bell. Right? You can play tunes just knowing your root position chords. You can start to play jazz. And that's the quickest way to get to a point where you're actually playing tunes, right? Learn the chords in your left hand, read notes in your right hand, and be able to read the symbols on the chart. Okay? And then you can play tunes. Now, will there be chords you don't know, like diminished chords? Sure. But now, at that point, you start to work on those voicings, okay? So that's step number one. I explained it very thoroughly here, but that's all you need to do. You need to know your voicings, specifically all of your triads, major and minor in your left hand, root position. I'm not talking about inversions yet. All of your triads and all of your seventh chords. And once you do that and you can read music, then you can play jazz. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be good by any means, but you can play charts, and that's fun. You know, that's fun. That's like, it's about having fun and being happy while playing the tunes, right? I can open up to a tune. You can open up to a tune if you know that stuff and just start playing. You know, and you can start sounding like you're playing these jazz tunes, like whatever you want to play. So that's a great thing. That's a really great thing. I love helping people get to that point. It's about the small victories, right? Helping people get to through small victories. So the next thing you need to know is the swing feel. Jazz is swing, right? Jazz is contains a swing feel. A lot, you know, that's what separates jazz music is the swing feel. So what is the swing feel? I don't have time to explain all that, but you need to know how to swing, right? So if I'm playing eighth notes, I'm not going to play, right? I'm not going to play it like that. Or, there's no eighth notes there. Let me just do that more simple. Right? That's not jazz, because jazz is swing. Okay, so in order to make it jazz, you need to make it swing. Right? It has to swing. So number two on developing a good foundation is you need to know how to swing. Right? Now, knowing what to practice in developing and implementing the swing feel, again, that's a whole different ballgame. But these are the things you need to know how to do. Okay, so it's easy to know what to do, and I'm breaking it down. It's just people just need to take action. You just need to take action to do the steps, right? Again, it's not so many times, like a lot of my education, they made everyone, it's just so complicated. It's like, learn all these voicings. You don't need all that stuff to just get going. Like, just start to build your foundation. This is how you develop a solid foundation. So again, your voicings, and then learn how to swing. Now, at this point, you can play jazz. You can play jazz, right? You can play any tune. But how do you get better from here, okay? Now, the third thing you kind of need to know is progressions and how the chords relate to each other. So just getting to kind of like a solid foundation, you need to know a little bit of theory and why the harmonies relate to each other, because this will help you if you want to go further. So you need to know 5-1 types of progression. So like in the key of C, right? Your 5 chord, your G7, wants to resolve to a C major, right? And then in jazz, we have 2 chord, going to the 5 chord and going to the 1. We have 2-5-1 progressions. You need to know how the harmonies relate and talk to each other, right? It's like saying a sentence, right? If I were to say, I want to go to the store, I wouldn't say, store, I, to go, want. It's the same thing in harmonies. Harmonies need to line up in a certain way in order to sound good. And if you don't understand that, then you're not going to be able to speak the language. You're going to sound, while you're playing, you're playing to a pro jazz musician, or like me when I hear a beginner, it sounds like you're speaking sentences that say, to go, store, I want. You know, that's how out of place it is. That's when it's the harmonies sound like that to me, just so you can understand what that, you know, is like. So we need to understand how the progressions work together. That's just through theory, through simple learning of the chord progression. So we have a 2 chord, we have a 5 chord, we have a 1. We want to learn that in all keys. We want to learn how the chords fit together. And the two most popular progressions you're going to see in jazz are going to be 5-1 and 2-5-1. So you want to learn those progressions. Now from there, you can start to build other patterns. 3, right? 6, 2, 5, 1, 1, 4, 3, 6, 2, 5, 6, 4, 3, you know, whatever you want. Okay, so the first three steps to building a solid foundation, right? You need to learn your voicings, your triads, and your seventh chords, okay? Your swing feel or rhythm is going to be the second step. And then number three, I was just listening to some stuff in my apartment. Number three is progressions and chords and how they talk to each other. Besides that, that's it. That's it. With those three steps, you can really start to play jazz well. Now, in order to improve, this is what we have to do. Everything splits off at this point. Those are the first three steps that everyone needs to take as a beginner to learn a solid foundation. After that, it's going to split. Whether you want to play solo piano or group is two humongous, daunting, I shouldn't say daunting, but huge categories. If you want to play group, you need to approach learning group style in a different way than you would solo piano. Everyone just kind of learning bits and pieces and random bits of information that are never really lead anywhere in jazz. So when you get clear on your goals and you get clear on exactly what you want to be able to accomplish at the piano, it's a very clear and direct path to that goal. And that's what I teach in jazz piano school, right? Depending upon what you want to get to, it's a very clear path and very precise steps are required to get to that point. And it's not a guessing game, guys, by any means, right? We're not guessing at this. It's just like, you need to do this if you want to play like this, okay? It's very easy, actually. It's very, very easy. The reason people fail mostly is because they don't have the roadmap. Number one, when learning jazz and jazz education around the world, books and things like that don't lay out the path for you. A lot of people want fast results, right? So they want the quick voicing. Like if I just teach you this voicing here, or if I teach you this voicing, right? That's not helping you reach your goal. If you go onto YouTube and you learn voicings and you learn tunes or you're copying transcriptions and licks, that's not helping you reach your goal. You're not going down a certain path. I hope you guys understand that. I preach this a lot on the podcast. In jazz piano school, I'm all about the structured and organized focused direction. So let's say you choose solo piano. 99% of all people want to be able to just play in their homes by themselves and feel happy and feel an accomplishment, which is what my goal is. I want to teach people to learn freedom because that entails happiness. You know, money's not going to do that for you. Shopping's not going to do that for you. Materialistic possessions won't do that for you. Music will. If you can sit down at the piano and you can express yourself freely on the piano and feel an exuding of emotion or passion or feelings somehow through the music, you're going to have happiness for the rest of your life. You will. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Like, music can bring you happiness for the rest of your life more so than almost 90% of other things in your life will, because you're going to have a bond with it that's going to be private and it's going to be personal to you, and only music and your self-expression will be able to do that for you. I know I'm talking a lot in this, guys, but it's very, very important, right? To change your mindset on how to achieve your goals in jazz piano, especially when you're starting with a beginner. I mean, this stuff is good for intermediate advanced players who are at plateaus as well, who can't break through their plateaus, right? So anyway, you choose solo piano, right? 99% of people want to just play. Now, styles. Okay, if I play a stride style, that's going to be different than me playing. You know, a ballad. Or if I were to play, you know, if you want to play solar, you got to learn certain components to let you play solar. If you want to play Honeysuckle Rose, right, you got to learn certain components to do that. You know, want to play, you know, Eternal Triangle, like more of a bop piece. So styles are really going to affect the way you learn as well, right? What type of style do you want? Some people want to play like Teddy Wilson. Some people want to play like Bud Powell. Some people want to play Oscar, like Monk, like Chick, like Herbie Hancock, Keith. all these different type of styles are going to require certain things, right? So with solo piano, let's just say you want to play, the easiest thing to do is just pick a very, very nice standard, right? And just pick, you just want to play it, right? You just want to play what was the standard I was playing? Night and Day, right? So the next thing, if we're playing this in root position chords, right? We need to know how to arrange our two hands for solo piano. That's going to give us a better voicing, okay? Not talking about voicings in our left hand, just our arrangement of solo piano. Now, our solo piano system that I created is all about this. In the lab, the 7-step solo piano arranging process for two hand is all about this. Okay, that's our upgrade formula in our lab. And again, this whole process goes into much greater depth in our solo piano system as well. But you can't play solo piano like this. I mean, you can, right? As you start off, but eventually you want to get better. You want it to sound like this. However, whatever, you know, tune you're playing at the moment, right? You know, instead of playing, I don't even know if I can play it the other way. Let me see. Right? So there's a huge difference. How do you get to that next level? Our 7-step two-hand arrangement process will bring you to that next level. It's a 7-step process. So you need to figure out how to arrange your hands to get to that point. Now, some of the very small steps to get there, like to create those two-hand arrangements, are going to be through your bass notes, your shells, and your melody and harmonization. So immediately, we need to get rid of our root position chords, put our bass notes, put our left hand down on our bass, and bring our left hand up to our shells, right? Now, if our left hand doesn't want to jump, right, we can have our right hand take the shells instead. So I can do this. Here's my melody. Here's harmonization underneath with my shells of the chord and my left hand playing the bass note. So instead of this, I get this. Do you guys hear the difference there? That took me one quick step to do that. Now, was I guessing at what to do? No. I was not guessing. I mean, this is all a science. It's all laid out. It's all structured. It's all organized to get you to that next level. You know, as opposed to, oh, try this or copy this. Now, if I told you to copy me playing this, you would be able to copy that, but you wouldn't understand what was going on. Now, I was able to break this down for you, explain the step-by-step process in order to go through these steps to get the sound that you are looking for. I can give you those steps to get you exactly what you want. It's not a guessing game, right? So that's exactly what you need to do. I mean, you have to take these steps to get to a certain level. Now, harmonization underneath the shells, right? Or excuse me, underneath the melody is your next step. Right? Now, here are your shells with a melody. I added one extension in. That's later down the road. We talk about development of extensions, when, where, and how to put them in. Right? Sorry. So, here's my harmonization. What to do in times when there's no melody, like passing chords, right? So it's all a plan. Now, if you're just looking to play solo piano, that's your next step. Now you can play solo piano. You've gone through the 7-step process. Again, it goes back to asking yourself about styles. If you're looking to play body and soul as a ballad, that's a style. Using the 2-hand step arranging process for Eternal Triangle playing solo piano is not going to help you at all. Like if I were to play Eternal Triangle at that tempo, the process I just showed you, that's not going to get you that goal. Right? So then what happens is people go on this adventure to find out certain things on how to play that when you're not really learning the steps to allow you to play all fast, sorry, I just yelled into the mic, all fast tempo tunes, bop tunes, right? That's a style in itself. How do you play that style? How would you play There Will Never Be Another You as a medium to fast swing tempo? Right? How do you do that? Anyway, so talking about the fast styles, right? So in order to play that, the other type of techniques and processes aren't going to work. Like playing the ballad versus playing, that stuff is completely different, right? So we need to learn, we need to go down certain paths to learn those types of techniques, right? Now, just playing solo piano or just playing in a group, playing melodies, is completely different than improv, right? Improvisation. Solo piano improvisation, you know, playing. Whatever you're doing, right? Playing, I was playing over Autumn Leaves there. Playing solo piano improvisation is completely different than group, right? That's a completely different thing. If I were to play the same thing over in group, you know, that's my approach to group playing, right? So if you want to learn solo piano improv, that's a certain set of things. But how to expand your solo, if we just take one idea, right? If you're a beginner, like I said, if you just want to expand your solo piano playing, besides the two-hand or voicing arrangement things that you're going to need to learn, you're going to need to expand your voicing repertoire past just root positions in your left hand, right? So the progression with expanding your voicings, it can be found in our complete voicing strategy plan. That has to expand. That's why I built that strategy plan. It's one of our upgrade formulas in our lab. Because you just like learning nouns, you need to learn more nouns. When you first learn a language, you know how to say like certain verbs. Like you need know how to say basic nouns, like person, my name is, right? You want to be able to say like the noun for pencil or pen or lots of different nouns. You need lots of different voicings in order to play solo piano. So if I were to go to play a voicing, I could play an inversion of my E flat minor 7. I could play any sort of inversion. I could play a rootless, right? I could play more of a extension based chord. Like maybe I do this. This is a very beautiful voicing. That's very advanced, right? But not really, because there's certain steps to get to that as well. So I'm trying to be as helpful as possible. Like I want you to understand that everything takes on a certain process. So after we've learned our voicings triads, or excuse me, our major, minor triads, seventh chords, that's the first step. We need to learn our swing feel, second step. And then some sort of type of progressions and understanding how the chords fit together. That's three steps. After that, it splits. Okay, if you can think about this as a pyramid. I'll put this pyramid drawing in the podcast practice materials, not practice materials, but just like outlines, so you can have the foundational components of the breakdown, like how it starts to split. It's kind of like an upside down triangle, really. You start with these three basic elements and it starts to break down into other elements. And the paths that you go down is like an ant farm. You know, if you want to get to here, you got to take certain paths. Or if you want to get to here, if you want to know everything, you need to take all the paths. That's where it can get complicated, but that's where I've designed all the paths to fit into each other so that you're learning everything together in jazz piano school. Or if you want certain paths, you can get those in our lab as well, right? So we have everything covered as far as the different paths and directional organization of your learning process. Okay, so after the first three steps, you have solo piano, right? How do you start going from right to this? How do you start to make it sound better? Okay, well, you got to take certain things. You need to put your shells underneath your melody. You need to follow our seven-step process for a two-hand arranging, you know, of the melody, right? And then after that, you know, that's really it to just play solo piano. If you just want to arrange pieces in a ballad-style form, that's all you need. Okay, that's basically it. Then you start to add extensions. You do need extensions, right? That's going to be your colors. Okay, if you want medium style swing tunes, there's a different way to accompany yourself, right? If I were to play a medium style, There'll Never Be Another You. As you can see, I'm no longer kind of harmonizing using my two-hand arrangement thing. It's more medium swing. I'm jumping up to voicings here, wherever they may be. That's why you need to expand your voicings. You need to know your rootless voicings and then start to expand upon those in a certain style instead of voicings that's going to give you that language in your left hand. You know, whatever your voicings you want to use. That's your next step. You need to expand your voicings if you want to learn medium style swing solo piano. The other thing you need to learn how is to let your left hand support your right hand melody through the broken stride style that I teach as solo piano accompaniment for medium swing styles, right? You should be able to just do that with your left hand. Right? That accompaniment I just played would fit with the melody. I can do that with my left hand alone. And like, obviously, to learn that style, that's another set of steps, right? So it's all about taking the steps to learn the styles that you want and then putting everything together. And when you've gone through those certain things, then you can start to connect things and play however you want. Like if I want to play a double time feel style with a ballad style, I can do that, right? Over, you know, any tune, right? You know, and then if I want to move into double time, you know, you can start to freely combine the different foundational elements and paths you've learned. That's how you learn freedom within your playing. It's always a set of structures that lead you to a certain goal first. Once you have these theory sequences, is which I call them, which teach you the building blocks within Jazz Piano School, these theory sequences, we start with a tool, we bring it through technique, improv, and then repertoire, which they're like Legos, guys. You're building out these little Legos. Now you know what these Legos are used for. You can use them however you want, right? When you first start building with Legos, it's like you need to follow the directions. Once you're a master builder, if you guys have seen the Lego movie, I love the Lego movies. Once you're a master builder, you can take the Legos and use them to build whatever you want, right? You can build whatever you want. It's the same thing with Jazz Piano. At first, you're learning how to use the Legos in these theory sequence blocks, is what I call them. Once you know how to use these blocks, then you can start to move around. You've learned freedom through structure. But you can't learn freedom without structure in the beginning. And that's where 99% of all traditional education is going to fail you. And that's what's happened to me. And that's where my story started. And that's why I developed Jazz Piano School. So go through this foundational element. Again, if you want to play with group, then you're going to learn two-hand voicings, right? You know, you're going to learn completely different things to play in a group, two-hand comping. So it's all going to change. If you want to learn it all, again, that's a completely different ballgame too, because you need to learn all the theory sequences. That's what our main curriculum is for. If you just want to learn solo piano, that's what our solo piano system is for, right? If you just want to learn certain quick areas like two-hand comping, that's what our lab is for. If you want it all, that's a full access thing, you know? But it's about the foundational steps, you know, that go into that, okay? So try not to, my best advice here about creating a foundation that doesn't contain holes, don't go around and jump around YouTube just learning random things, okay? That's the easiest way to not build a solid foundation, right? There's so many videos, like you can get lost in all of the stuff on YouTube or on the internet, like how to play Herbie licks, how to play Keith Jarrett licks, like how to play cool five-hand voicing stuff. Now, I get that. That's fun in the moment. It's like eating a bowl of ice cream, though. It gives you instant gratification for a second, but it doesn't get you anywhere. Like you're not building out a healthy eating habit plan to lead you to success, to like lose weight or something like that. You know, just as a different example, right? You need to move down through the paths that are going to get you to where you want, learn the building blocks and put them together so you're filling in the holes. And realize if you're going down one path, you're not learning components to another path. So that's a whole different ballgame, right? But if you're learning, so this is where the holes are created, because if you take one path here, what people do is they don't take any path at all. Picture this. It's like a connect the dots, but the dots are scattered everywhere. So like if you picture notes, right, instead of playing a scale, if I just dump eight notes on you, right, like this, and I was like, all right, connect those in a C major scale. Like you don't know what a C major scale is. I just give you eight random notes. That's what learning jazz piano is like for most people. Just finding all this random information, little bits of random information here, 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 here. There's no path for anything, and you are trying to connect the dots yourself But because of the way the internet in this day and age and like teaching, especially with jazz, because it was so passed down through the years, like orally and just through copying and showing, has always been, that's kind of like the assumed style of learning for the most part. Now, there are a lot of books out there too. But again, there's so many different types of jazz piano topics that you buy one book and you're getting this little chunk here. It's not a path. They're not. They can't possibly give you the whole path in one book, right? This is exactly why I created Jazz Piano School. So you have these little chunks here. Then you have gaping holes in between, which stunts your growth, which prohibits your progress. It gives you plateaus that you max out on in your playing. You can't break past them because you have no clear path to get you to the next level. All right, so go to jazzpianoschool.com/podcast115. I will give you the pyramid voicing of everything I talked about. I know it's kind of scattered around in this episode, so I apologize for that, but I'll show you very simply. I'm not going to make it complicated. I just want you to know everything breaks down in a system, an upside down triangle that's going to lead you down a certain path. Again, not with guessing, right? Not with guesswork or just kind of random bits of information. It's a clear path with different steps that you'd take to get to different goals that you want to get to in your playing, right? If you just want to be able to play solo piano, like ballad style playing, this is the path you take. If you just want to be able to, if you want to play ballad style and medium swing, you need this path as well. You need these two paths, right? Very organized, very structured learning, right, is what I'm all about. So I know that wasn't much playing, but I think this is very, very important. More important than me actually playing and showing you guys stuff is having this mindset when you're learning jazz piano. If you can have this mindset about your learning and approach learning, you know, your goals with certain elements that are going to be crucial to play that goal, you're going to make 10 times more progress. I guarantee it. I guarantee it, right? And if you need the help with what to practice, the path to take, and the steps to take to get you to those goals, that's what Jazz Piano School is for, right? So you can go to jazzpianoschool.com and check out our options and our services there to help you with that. Okay. So as always, thank you guys so much. We're doing different themed weeks. So this week is a beginner themed, I actually don't even remember what last week's was, but we have it all calendared out. So next week will be a different theme. Again, we're going to release certain blogs, podcasts, and licks of the week on our Facebook page. Go to jazzpianoschool.com. On Facebook too. You can find us on Facebook, be it like our page, and you will get these different themes of free content going toward you that you can, you know, use these themes. And again, we're going to be changing it up every week. Sometimes it'll be blues, sometimes it'll be an artist, sometimes it'll be rhythm theory, and you'll get all these components. It's always going to be geared towards leading you down a direct path with structure and organization. All right. Have a great, fantastic day, guys. As always, thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Happy practicing.